Kaizen, the Japanese Secret to Lasting Change, Small Steps to Big Goals by Sarah Harvey. This book is read by Shiromi Arserio. Prologue. Kaizen and Me. In September 2017, I decided to quit my job working for a London publisher and move to Japan. I enjoyed my job and had a fun social life, but was feeling burned out and anxious. The political landscape was uncertain, and I was feeling increasingly out of control. I tried to do yoga and practice mindfulness as much as possible, but I found that it wasn't enough to combat the feelings of anxiety and instability I had about the future. I wanted to change some of my behaviors that I knew weren't doing me any good, but I found it difficult to keep up with any new habits. In short, I was tired, creatively uninspired, and definitely needed a break from my routine. As soon as I moved to Japan, I noticed how, even when you were in a busy or built-up place, there was a sense of calm. The Tokyo Metro at rush hour was just as populated, if not more so, than the London Underground, but there would be no passive-aggressive jostling for space. It would be packed into carriages like sardines, but it would be practically silent. The traffic was almost exclusively congested, but nobody would beep their horns or drive erratically. You hardly ever saw anybody rushing. There was a sense of order and a slower pace. My new Japanese home was bigger and busier in places, but somehow less frantic, and a far more welcoming, clean, and relaxing space to be in. And from that, I felt encouraged to slow down, make some lifestyle changes, and embrace new, more enriching and creative challenges. Taking a step into a different culture showed me some of the things I was getting wrong with my habits and routine in London, where I often rushed around on autopilot and wasn't always looking after myself in the best way. After living in Japan for 6 months and noticing these differences in my own behavior, I became fascinated by how small details and incremental change were given more emphasis in Japanese daily life. If you saw a road being resurfaced, there would be a huge team working on it, each focusing on a very small task, whether that was measuring out the space, doing the digging, or directing pedestrians around the footpath. Rather than the job taking weeks or years, the entire road would be back in action within a few days. I learned of sushi chefs who train for 7 whole years, each part of the process taught meticulously. In my Japanese lessons, I was taught how important it is that the strokes of the Japanese script are performed in a certain order, the kakijun, and that it takes children almost the entirety of their compulsory education to learn the full set of 2,136 kanji characters. Small details matter in Japanese culture. I started researching this aspect of Japanese life, and through this, I discovered the philosophy and practice of Kaizen. Roughly translating from Japanese into good change, or improvement, the philosophy of Kaizen isn't about change for change's sake, but instead about identifying particular goals, both short-term and long-term, and then making small, manageable steps to achieve those goals. Rather than forcing us to make big, dramatic changes, the method emphasizes doing things incrementally. Kaizen uses the psychological teaching around why we find it hard to give up bad habits and stick to new challenges, and offers a clear structural framework for going about change. It is most commonly known as a business methodology, but it has clear benefits for your own personal development too. It can transform the way that you feel about yourself, your goals, and your environment. Learning about Kaizen made me think about the long history that we have of looking to others, particularly in the East, for wisdom about living well and with happiness. We are living in uncertain and stressful times, and I don't think it is any coincidence that this has resulted in a recent flurry of interest in looking to other cultures and traditions for guidance. This can be seen in the trends for all things Scandinavian, whether that is hygge, lagom, lukka, or sisu, or Japanese concepts such as ikigai, wabi-sabi, kakebo,